Welcome back. Our neighbors at Quincy College have stopped by for another update this month, and today we bring you back Kate Lopshi. And Kate is the Vice President of Workforce, Economic, and Institutional Development, and has been on the program before and is back with an update. Kate, great to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, it's always pleasure to catch up with the college. As I said, our neighbors right next door here.
Yes, so we are.
Thanks for just walking over and saying hello.
Thank you.
How long have you been with Quincy College now?
This is going to be my 10th year.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
How's it been going for you?
It has, the workforce development has evolved a lot. Mm. When we initiated the first program almost 10 years ago, it was very small. We were working with Quincy Housing Authority back then to offer an ESOL program for the resident. But that was a stepping stone for other programs that we are implementing right now. So very successful. But we always say that the workforce development is sort of like a glue that puts all the departments together.
Yes, so. Yeah, that's the one common goal, right, for
exactly.
all the departments is to have your students get a job, right?
Exactly, train them and then place them into the jobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bold mission for sure.
For sure.
How has it changed, would you say, over the 10 years that you've been there?
The one of the needs that we have seen over the years is training low-income, underserved residents that have lost the jobs, specifically during COVID time, and placing them back into the workplace.
Yeah.
There are four industry sectors that are very specific here in South Shore. That are in high demand, and healthcare is one of them. Biomanufacturing is a new one that it's kind of developing recently. Computer science, technology, and then finance. So we kind of use this as a foundation for developing new programs, and the needs are always higher. It's not only that we need to meet the needs of the employers, but as well as provide advanced training to the students in order for them to fill those career advancement positions.
Yeah. So are the programs designed more for people who maybe don't exactly know what path they want to take, as opposed to, you know, students that have a direct career path?
It's a mix, I would say. We do have students that are coming at the college for learning English in order to improve their reading, speaking, and writing skills for employment, but we do see students that are currently employed and they're seeking for advanced skills.
Okay.
Biotechnology is one of the programs that we have seen a lot of demands, not only the South Shore, but as well as outside the South Shore area. Healthcare always remains one of the priorities, but we have seen recently the computer IT programs as well.
Okay, yeah. All right. So have you had to kind of pivot and change the way you approach your workforce development because of that?
Yeah, it does. I think that as I said, it's sort of like evolving, and always we have to kind of customize it in order to meet the needs. What we have seen recently is that for example, a lot of students that once they complete and get their associate degree in nursing, they're seeking career advancement.
Okay.
And so we are working specifically with employers to provide training programs for this group of students that will fill the needs of the employers.
Yeah. Are you finding folks in the workforce coming to you looking to kind of change direction, you know, or pursue a different path than they were on because of whatever reason?
Yeah. We have seen students that are taking completely different, enrolled in different programs and something that haven't done it before, and they kind of quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, is we're seeing employers referring their employees to us.
Mm.
They're saying some of them, for example, worked in accounting department, and now they really want to get the hands-on into different departments. So we're seeing that shift as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
They're really utilizing Quincy College as kind of their
as a training.
Company, if you
provider,
will.
Provider,
yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some different avenues that you're pursuing to help students
mm-hmm.
achieve these goals, like career-focused certifications, which is interesting because a certificate is different than a degree, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Within the college, we offer credit and then non-credit programs.
Right.
Specifically, under the workforce development, majority of the programs are non-credit. Those are funded, grant-funded programs, and sort of like more flexible when it comes to the offering.
Yes.
So we would offer a different time of the day. We would have programs that run in the morning, but we have programs that run in the evening. We do have a different sort of like program intensity, some that would run longer and some would run shorter. Mm-hmm. But we do offer some of those programs at the employer side. So certified nursing assistant, for example, is a program that we offer on campus, but we offer at the employer side, specifically targeting the employee that they need to improve their skills, but get the licensing as well. Pharmacy technician is another program that has been very successful. Community healthcare worker, this program, what we have seen is a large number of bilingual students getting into that program and then secure an employment right upon completion.
Okay.
So those are the programs that are mostly certified and from the Department of, whether it's public health, whether it's nursing department as well, but as well as funded that will provide opportunities for students that do not have that financial stability.
Yes, yes, but these could be folks that are already in the workforce.
Exactly.
Looking to achieve a new certificate.
Exactly.
Or folks that don't necessarily want the degree programs, that have a path already to follow through one of these different avenues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Is that a growing field, would you say?
It is.
Yes.
Healthcare remains always, there are, you know, demands for healthcare, but we have seen, you know, other programs like pharmacy technician, community healthcare workers, specifically during COVID, hospitals, they felt that they needed staff to coordinate with patients, but as well as with medical staff in order to provide services to the families.
Okay, but, you know, a lot of these certificates also provide transferable skills, right, that they could use. Maybe not necessarily in one of these opportunities, but somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. How do they sell that? You know, how do they document that for themselves to say, here's what I've learned, here's what I can do for you as a company.
The curriculum covers the basic skills as well as advanced skills. We offer as part of the teaching, we offer, for example, financial literacy skills.
Okay.
We offer computer skills, and then we kind of go into the workplace skills, which are more employer-related skills, such as, for example, personality skills, dealing with difficult employees. So it's sort of a combination of all of those in addition to very specific training skills.
Sure. You know, a lot of these certificates that you talked about have to do with dealing with people on a one-on-one individual basis, right?
Exactly.
That's a skill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that increases the productivity from the other end for employers as well, job retention. So it works for us as a training provider, but as well for employers.
Sure. You mentioned briefly about the ESL and basic skills courses for non-native English speakers and those needing foundational support. Mm-hmm. So it could be either one, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We have seen a lot of ESL students, specifically Quincy residents, as well as Sasha residents, that for some reason they are not able to secure jobs or maintain the jobs. Mm. And so part of the curriculum is not only to teach them to, you know, kind of speak and read and write, but as well as understand the American culture, how the employer needs, and train them very specific skills that are employability skills that are so important for them to secure a position upon program completion.
Sure. Is that a large contingent of students, would you say?
We serve every single day, Monday, I shouldn't say single day, but Monday through Thursday, almost 120 students coming on our campus from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m.
Okay.
And then we have tutoring programs and support services as well.
Sure. About how long does that program take, Kate?
Yep. It starts in September and it would go through June. It's sort of like we follow the public school system when it comes to the program intensity.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have students that once they have advanced at the highest level, we work with them whether to sort of like move them into the post-secondary education, which is programs at the college. And we have seen quite a turn in this area. But as well as some students that really need that immediate employment, working with our teams to improve their skills for any positions.
Okay. This next one, I think, is probably one of the most important, job placement assistance, right? Connecting students directly with local employers through partnerships and career fairs.
Mm-hmm.
that's the essence of what going to school is for, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I think that that's the real outcome, that once the student complete the program, they have been placed into the jobs, and those jobs that they have, they are sustainable, number one, and then number two is there's career advancement.
Yes.
And so we've been very successful. As a matter, we have increased our team within our workforce development department to support those needs of the college. Another area that we are seeking to develop, it is developed, but we're seeking more employers, is internships. And so that is a program that is within each of the divisions that the students can take as a course, receive the credits, but as well as gain the workplace skills experience within their area.
Yes.
So these are the things that we have implementing so that the students, once they complete the program, they have a sort of like a pathway into the employment.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of a percentage, I guess, for how many students that come through are actually being placed?
Based on the report that we have, which we received almost like a couple weeks ago, on the student support and then student survey, 96 of our students, they receive employment upon completion. It's a slightly less 80% of them than because we track them every 6 months and then 9 months upon the employment, whether they retain or they change jobs. So that number is slightly less than 96%. But still higher compared to the other institutions.
That's quite a success story.
It is, and it kind of speaks about the needs, the employment needs, and then the employer needs as well to fill those open positions.
Yeah, absolutely. Or once they are placed, it opens up different opportunities that they might not have been avail themselves to earlier. That they may choose to go a different direction.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
But they've got those skills already behind them.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a testament to your success and your program success.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Money is always an issue, Kate, right? But Quincy College could help. Some financial assistance, some grants available.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been very successful with grants.
Yeah.
We have seen such an increase in our grant revenue at the college. We have received grants that they would provide direct support to students, such as, for example, covering the tuition, scholarships, program supplies. But we have seen grants that, and we've received grants, I should say, that support the capacity building. So sustaining the program, space expansion, for example, because that speaks about the number of students that we have seen recently that has been increased. So very fortunate in that area. We are sort of like seeing other areas that we can develop in reference to fundraising events. Our team at the college are doing a fabulous job in that specific focus.
Yeah, just this past week, I know that the college won a $195,000 state skills grant, right?
Yep.
To update lab space.
Yep, capacity building.
Technical space, capacity building.
Yep.
So this is a great opportunity. Was that part of your work to obtain that
grant? It's a teamwork.
Okay.
I wouldn't take the credit on that.
Good for you.
It's a teamwork.
Yes.
Partnering
with, we talked about this, regional employers, right? To offer training programs. Mm-hmm. They're using you for that, right? They're not, they're saying, okay, we've got this great community college to utilize.
Yep.
Let's partner with them and let them do what they do best.
Yep. We are right in the center here. We do have a lot of medical facilities, hospitals.
Sure.
And then the other thing is the student that they come from the areas that we are here. And so there is a perfect match for employers as well as the students are coming. We work with South Shore Hospitals. Mm-hmm. We work with BID Milton.
Sure.
We work with Mass General and other, Dana-Farber is another one, that we are providing specific trainings to their employees. And something that we really want to develop and pursue as we move along, bringing to the apprenticeship program, that someone that while is employed, they will receive compensation while they are doing the training. So we are implementing that in-class training into the employer side.
Yeah. When I read about that, that kind of harkens to almost what the trades are doing, you know, for carpenters, electricians, plumbers, an apprenticeship program while they're doing the job, right?
Yes.
So is that the thought?
Yeah, that's something that, because we're training a lot of students to get into those jobs, but on the other hand is we have heard a lot from employers that some of their staff members, they have been hired for quite a long time. They have the skills, but they don't have the certification.
Mm.
And so this is the area that we're working together to fill the gaps.
Okay, all right. And once they get those certifications,
yep.
journeyman, master contractors, or you know, what in the healthcare field, whatever the designation happens to be, that elevates their salary level.
Absolutely,
as well. Yeah.
It's sort of like a career advancement for them, and it's a win-win situation for employer as well as for the employee.
Yeah.
But as well as keeping that productivity at the highest level,
absolutely.
So that's important.
Yeah, just this past week, there's been a lot of discussion, Kate, as you know, about what's going on in the economy, and specifically in the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
So is the college attuned to that and pivoting as necessary to meet the new challenges?
The needs? Yeah. Apprenticeship programs, this is something that we are really working heavily right now. Some of the grants that we have received previously and we're receiving now has sort of like changed a little the focus.
Mm.
It used to be previously that someone that you elevate and that person secure an employment.
Mm-hmm.
Now the outcomes are more strict that we have certain amount of time that the students, once they complete the program, they have to be placed into the jobs.
Okay.
It's more job oriented, I would say, career oriented now. But there's a lot of flexibility within the workforce development, which it allows us to create new program or adjust new programs that we currently have to meet the industry needs.
Okay.
Labor market data is important as well to see what are those positions available, the job projection as well, in order for us to be up at the front.
Well, just this morning, actually, the state released the unemployment figures. They've remained stable in Massachusetts, 4.8%. So that's basically full employment.
Yes.
What happens, as you know, when the jobs stagnate, that eliminates entry-level positions, right? If folks aren't moving up, you can't bring new people in. So there needs to be a close eye on that, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's something that we are still focusing as well as the college, that what are some new programs that we can offer in order to meet those needs? Or as we have teams in our in the college that we work to update the core syllabus.
Absolutely. Now, everything we talked about here, Kate, is this also at the Plymouth campus?
Both, correct.
Both? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And online?
Correct. Some of the programs are offered via a hybrid model, so we give flexibility to parents that are working during the day hours that they cannot attend 4 days in a row in the evening, so there's flexibility there as well.
Quincy College doing what it does best is responding to folks where they need, when they need it.
Yeah. We do, and we're proud of that.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add right now?
Thank you for inviting us.
Sure.
We would love to share programs that we're offering. A new program that we're currently running right now is the hospitality program management, which we are training bilingual students to get into the restaurants as a supervisor, managers, hotels. But in addition to this is the ESOL healthcare, which we are building that as a stepping stone for students getting into the nursing program, or once they finish the nursing or LPN program, improve their speaking and reading skills within the healthcare field.
Yeah.
So very successful. We're working with other employers here and the city of Quincy as well. I have to highlight their work and their support over the years in our services.
Wonderful to catch up with you again, Kate. Thank you so much for
Thank
stopping
you.
By.
Thanks
You're
for inviting
welcome.
Me. Thank you.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Thank